few days ago, I entered into a grocery store. And as I entered into that store, I passed by the area which sells flowers. Normally, that would not attract my attention. We go to that store on a fairly regular basis. But on this occasion, my attention was grasped by a handwritten sign, a nicely written sign. I paused to read that sign, and it said something along these lines. Off duty. Go see someone else in another department if you need assistance. As I walked into that store, thinking about what was on that sign, it caught my attention. First of all, as I thought about the words in that sign, I was reminded of the fact that men sometimes go off duty. But that's never true of God. Have you ever given consideration to the fact that God never takes a day off? God never goes off duty. He never takes vacations. He doesn't say, well, I'm going to take a 5 or 10 minute break. God never naps. God never sleeps, as we do perhaps in the evening. God has never said to an angel, I need to check out for a little while, and you guys mind the store. I'll come back and catch up with you a little bit later. God did rest. Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, after 6 days of creation, but the Bible affirms that was not complete rest, that was not total rest, that was rest from his creative work. As I passed by that sign, off duty, go see someone else if you need assistance, there was a second thought that came to my mind because Father's Day was coming up, and the second thought involved earthly fathers. Can you imagine? Can you envision an earthly father who says to his child, I am off duty? I can see you're choking, but my shift has ended. Or a dad says, I know you're hungry. I know you need some food. But we can't fill your belly until I come back on duty. I know all your clothing is dirty and school is tomorrow, but it's not yet time for me to clock in. Tomorrow is my day off. I'm off duty, so don't you expect anything from me. As you think about parents, is it not true that they are always or almost always on duty? As the world focuses on today, that would be Father's Day for 2017, June 18th. I want us to think about the word duty. Not only do I want us to think about the word duty, but I want us to think about it in terms of that sign I mentioned, on duty and off duty. We begin with some information from the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. We'll read about 3 verses from Matthew 6, and this is going to be the first one. In Matthew 6, verse 6, the Lord used the word Father. Not only did he use the word Father in Matthew 6, 6, he used that word 2 times. This is in the context of the model prayer. This is just before he gets into that prayer. He says in that 6th verse, but thou, when thou prayest, he said, enter into thine inner chamber, and having shut thy door, pray to the Father, who is in secret, that the Father may see in secret, and shall recompense thee. The Lord said, the Father, God the Father, sees. Now the store that I'm describing is the Kroger's on Hively. If you've never been in that store, it is a store which, as you enter in the main doors, I think that's probably the only way that as a customer you can get in that store, the floral department is off to the left. Unless you're going to do something very odd, you're almost always going to pass by the floral department. And if you are a customer, as you enter into the store doors, you're going to be quickly seen by anyone who is working the floral counter. When a person is on duty, whether that's at the Kroger store, they're on Hively, or whether that's true generally in life, they should be watchful, and they are someone who should be observant. Matthew 6, verse 6. One of the qualities that makes people commendable, and this is true of males, females, people of all ages, is there being someone who is careful when it comes to observation. Imagine, if you will, the focus is, of course, not on mothers today, but imagine a mother who is sensitive to what her children are experiencing in life. Imagine, at the same time, having a dad who is also cognizant, a dad who is observant about the things that his children are facing as they go through their daily lives. The Father, Jesus said, sees. The Father watches. An on-duty parent is one of the greatest blessings that a child can have. Being observant, if we have that quality generally about us, you may remember what Paul said in Romans chapter 12, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. If our eyes are closed, if we're not being observant, sometimes it's difficult to rejoice with those who rejoice, and it's difficult to weep with those who weep. As we look at Matthew 6, in the context of the Lord's Prayer, and we think about fathers, there's something else that comes to mind. Moving down 2 verses, we find this in Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. He says, talking about the Father, your Father knows what things ye have need of before you ask him. The Father is not only observant, he's not only seeing, watching Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, but he's also mindful of what you need. Going back to the Kroger floral counter for just a minute. Imagine a time, a day when that area is staffed. And we go up to that area perhaps not knowing exactly what we need. And the person there helps us. Maybe our understanding of flowers is not that great. We're not good with the types. We're not good with the colors. We're not good with the arrangements. Maybe we're not familiar with the pricing. Maybe we don't want flowers. That's not the best gift, and we're looking for an alternative arrangement. And the person who is at that counter says, "Let me help you," or "I'm willing to help you. Let me see if I can offer some assistance to you." They are understanding as well as insightful. Can you imagine having a mom, a dad, or two parents who try to display those qualities? A father can behave in this same way. Imagine a man who is not only observant, Matthew 6, verse 6, but he is someone who wants to assist others, especially his children, and he has some idea of what his youngsters need. Such a man is going to have a great, a positive influence on others, especially if he is a Christian. An observant man who seeks to know what others need or tries to know what others need is going to be an excellent man. Along with being observant, along with being mindful of what others need, there's something else as we look at Matthew 6. Moving down a couple more verses now to what we find in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Here Jesus said, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." As Jesus launches into this prayer, he talks about the Father from the perspective of his name. He said, "Hallow, reverent, godly is your name." A good name was important in the ancient world. As we look at our day and time, a good name is still important. By a good name, I do not mean Robert over Rex, something like that. But I have, as I think about a good name in mind, how people view us, how people regard us. The people who are observant, Matthew 6, verse 6. The people who are helpful, Matthew 6, verse 8, will often have a good name. They will be spoken of in a good manner by others. The people who are observant, the people who are caring, will be viewed in a positive way. When we find individuals who are perceptive, people who are watchful, people who are observant, whether that's a male or whether that's a female, commend them. Don't wait for a special day. Nothing wrong on using Mother's Day or Father's Day to offer a commendation, but don't limit it to that day. Ideally, adults and especially parents would realize that they are always someone who is on duty. People, as we look at that type of activity, need to realize that that is a great, great blessing, and they need to be appreciative. For the children that we have here this morning, think about mom and dad in terms of their often being on duty. Do you really stop to show appreciation for them? Do you tell mom and dad we're thankful for you and what you do on a regular basis? Whether it's mom, she's working in the house. Whether it's dad, perhaps he's working outside the house. Oftentimes, parents have long, hard days. And you may think, well, I'm in school and I have some long, hard days. And after I get home, there's still some homework. Maybe I have some chores around the house. All those things may be true for you. But mom and dad also have some long, hard days. And there are likely still some things that need to be done inside or outside when they get back home. As a young person, you probably have your priorities, your needs, the things that you want to get accomplished. But never forget about a parent. Or never forget about a spouse who always tries to be on duty, therefore. All too often, it's easy, and maybe it's tempting, to criticize those who try to be on duty for us. Had I gone into that Kroger's department and not been in the best of moods, I probably could have found some ways to criticize the fact that no one was on duty. I could have said, well, this Kroger's is a 24/7 store. They should have had someone on duty. They're big enough for that. This is not a small store. There should have been someone staffing this department. If someone was going to leave, they should have had someone else that would have been a better backup. They should have left a phone number to call. They should have given a specific contact person. They could have done a better job. It would be nice. When we think about people being on duty, if they were on duty 24/7, if they were there at our beck and call, and they were always willing to respond just like that. But unfortunately, life generally doesn't work in that way. There may be, if we are a young person, where we would like our mom or dad or both parents to be on duty that day. Yet for some reason, they fail. Maybe mom or dad or both parents can't be on duty because they've been called out of town. Maybe mom or dad or both can't be on duty that day because they're sick. Or maybe mom or dad has had an extraordinary day when it comes to work. And they come home and they are physically, they are mentally, maybe they're both physically and they are mentally exhausted and they just need to rest for a while, or maybe they go to bed early. Pressing obligations may interfere with that on-duty status of mom and dad. When we have days like Mother's Day and Father's Day, it's good to step back and realize that when we start talking about honoring mom, when we start talking about honoring dad, we're not talking about honoring perfect parents. There are no perfect parents. There are no perfect kids. There are no perfect homes. But we can have a home where mom or dad or both try to, on a regular basis, be on duty. If we have a home where our mom or our dad or both parents try, they really try to be on duty as often as they can, they need to be commended instead of criticized. We can spend some time thinking about on duty, but there's also the other side of the coin, and that is off duty. The Kroger's floral employee gets some off-duty time. And whoever that employee is, man, woman, maybe multiple people work that area, what about breaks for others? We've certainly come to the time of year when children are out of school, at least for the most part. And as they go through the summer months, they're going to be off for a period of several weeks. Maybe if you are an adult, you look back to the time that you had as far as a summer break. And maybe as an adult, you reflect back on those years and you think, our breaks were longer. I'm sure glad I got out of school when I did. But you know, as you think about that time off, we have that period of weeks, and you're able to enjoy several weeks and perhaps do for the most part what you want. But if you're not familiar with this, as a young person, those breaks are limited. There's going to come a time when you leave school. There's going to come a time when you enter adulthood. And those nice summer breaks that you look forward to, those nice summer breaks where you have day after day to get up late, maybe go to bed late, and spend in all kinds of interesting ways, one day they will come to an end. Mom or dad does not get 2 or 3 months off to spend as he or she wishes. Parents, as noted earlier, are often on duty all the time or most of the time. And one of the interesting things about being a parent, after kids grow up, it is still possible as an adult for your child or your children to want you still to be on duty. If the grandkids need watching, it may be that they pick up the phone and say, we need help, we need you to be on duty. Or it may be that if something needs fixed, that child may be an adult, but they still, as the parent, contact you and say, the toilet is leaking, or the kitchen faucet doesn't work, or the refrigerator is broken, or we don't know how to do this or fix that. Can you drop what you're doing and come help? We need you to be on duty. As I was thinking about this, one passage that came to mind is in the book of Mark. It's Mark chapter 12, verse 43. It is a curious verse. And we probably could explore some possible explanations for it, but this is not the time or place to do that. It is a passage where Jesus talks about demons or an unclean spirit. In Mark 12, verse 43, the Lord said that this unclean spirit, he's going from place to place. And that spirit is going from place to place seeking rest. Have you ever wondered why Jesus would affirm that an unclean spirit wanted rest? Why would a demon go from place to place seeking rest? Well, there are perhaps some reasons, some explanations that we can give, and today is not the time or place for that. But I bring this up to make this point. If a demon seeks rest, do you think there may be some occasions where mom and dad also want some rest? If that demon wants to step back and be off duty, if you will, at times, do you think there are some periods where mom and dad also want to go off duty for a bit? Jesus recognized the need for adults and rest with the disciples. In Mark chapter 6, verse 31, backing up about six chapters, the Lord said to the disciples, you fellas need to come with me. It's time for a rest period. I want you to step back and relax for just a bit. Trying to help others find some periods of rest is a good thing. And that's certainly true for parents. If we drive along the interstate, and you may have seen this in various states, but they sometimes try to slow people down to have drivers especially aware of what's taking place in construction areas, there is the safety campaign, which says, give them a break. And maybe you've seen the sign, maybe you've seen those words. If you use the internet, interestingly, there's even a website dedicated to that. It's gebsafety.com. Give them a break. These fellows are out there. They're working hard. They're potentially putting their lives on the line because traffic is whizzing by. Give these guys a break. Let them have a little bit of rest and respite. Having a special day to honor mom. Having a special day to honor dad. Great idea. There's nothing wrong with honoring mom or dad once a year. Nothing wrong with saying to mom or dad, we want to take you out to lunch. We want to take you out to dinner. And we want to show our appreciation for you. But do moms and dads deserve a break more than once a year? Yes. And sometimes it's good to step back and say to mom or dad or even to the spouse, you deserve some off-duty time. And we want to do our best to give you that time. As I reflect on the sign in the Kroger store which led to this sermon, thinking back to that sign and what I saw on that day and what I didn't saw is important. I did not see any indication of anger at the floral counter. There was no sign there which said, I hate my job. There was no statement as I looked around at the counter of resignation. I didn't see an angry worker reflected in the fact that whoever that was that had been manning that station, that they went in, they snapped a bunch of heads off flowers and threw them down on the floor. Didn't see that kind of thing. But you know what I did see? I saw an area that was nice and neat, area that was all picked up, an area where somebody could come back to at a later time and just pick up from where they left off. Everything was intact. Someone ensured that work area would be ready to go for himself or herself or others at a later time. In a similar way, when we think about parents stepping back, when it's time for them to have a little off-duty time, if you are a young person, when those times come, and those times should come throughout the year, do not take advantage of them. Do not misuse those times. Do not go and see this as an opportunity to mess up the house. Respect for mom and dad means that kids don't do dumb things or make huge messes when mom and dad are not present. Learn to give mom and dad, learn to give that spouse some off-duty time. As I was drafting this lesson, I thought sometimes there are occasions where I just need to step back from a draft and let it sit for a little while. That usually happens every week. And I was to that point in this lesson, and I thought, I'm not quite sure where to go. So I thought, I'm going to check into Facebook. And I did. And there happened to be a post there from a Christian mother, whom some here know. And this lady, if you didn't see the post, I'm not going to name her, but if you saw the post, that's okay. And she said, and this is a quote, she said, I have bronchitis, an ear infection, and the beginning of pneumonia. I also have a wonderful caregiver today. This mom, as she talked about what was going on in her life, how she, that on-duty parent, needed to step back for a little bit and have some off-duty time, she said, my son has taken the day off from his classes. My son has taken me to some appointments. And she said, my son has checked on me nonstop. Here is, from what I can tell, an on-duty mom. Just like many dads, they're also on duty. But this mom got sick. This mom needed to step away. The son didn't say, oh, we're going to have a wild, outrageous party and we're going to tear the place up, mom. You need some help. You've been on duty for me for so many years. Now, mom, today's your day. Oh, it's not Mother's Day. It's not any other special day. You're sick. And I'm going to make sure that you have some off-duty time so you can recover. I'm going to inconvenience myself so you can receive the assistance that you need. To those who are here today, especially to those who are here and you are a father, if you are someone who tries to be that on-duty parent on a regular basis, and maybe the kids are all out of the house, thank you. If nobody else says thank you today, let me say it on behalf of them. This day is for you. And hopefully, prayerfully, there will be some more off-duty days or hours for you before 2018 comes. God believes that his people need rest. Some of that rest is in this life. But that ultimate rest is in the place that we call heaven. And that's what God wants every person, married, not, young, old. He wants every individual to have that rest. And that rest is available to us by following that simple plan that he's given. You have to believe in him. If you're not willing to believe in Christ, you can't make it to the land of rest. If you want to live the old life according to the ways of the world, you can't enter into the land of rest. Unless you're willing to follow Jesus Christ, you can't find the land of rest. So when a person believes in Christ and says, I'm going to live my life for Christ, I'm going to confess Christ. Is there anything else? Yes. We must be joined to Christ. because he's the leader, he's the captain, he's the author of our salvation. And when we become a member of his spiritual body of the church, we're marching to that land of rest. One of our songs talks about the land of rest, how we sigh for that place. We're baptized into Christ, Galatians 3:27, for the forgiveness of our sins, Acts 2, verse 38. And then the Bible says in Romans 6, verses 1 through 4, we begin to walk in the newness of life. Hopefully getting some rest in this life, but ultimately promised that spiritual rest throughout eternity. Have we been joined to Christ? Are we trying, as we have opportunity, to give others the rest that we talked about this morning? They can go off duty for a little bit. Hopefully so. But most importantly, as we go through life, are we on the path of spiritual rest? We don't want to miss that path. If we miss that path, there will be no rest for us in eternity. Absolutely zero. God says he offers it all. That's available to each one of us through the plan that we've outlined. Can we help you restore your relationship with God if you need to be strengthened? Can we help you start your relationship with God if that's something that needs to be initiated? Or if you have another need and you'd like to make that known to the people who are here, will you let us know what that is and how we can help as we stand and sing the selected song?